Third stop, stumbling stones. In front of you, you can now see the stumbling stones. These stones are part of a project in which concrete blocks covered with brass plates measuring 10 by 10 centimeters are placed all over Europe. You can find them in front of the last voluntary chosen place of residence of Jews, Sinti and Roma, people of political and religious resistance, victims of euthanasia murders, homosexuals, Jehovah's Witnesses, and people persecuted because they were declared asocial. Inscribed on the stumbling stones is the period of time in which the person had lived there, their name, the year they were born, and finally, their fate. Although the stumbling stones usually describe people who died in the Holocaust, the Kimi family is an exception. On these particular stones, the last voluntary residence of the family, in which he lived from 1943 to 1944, is commemorated. Below are their names: Yehiel, Rebecca, Abraham, Shulamit, Raphael, Yehiel Jr., and Rivka, and the years in which they were born. Since all family members survived the Nazi era, Dea Sotiki, which means rescued, is written at the bottom of each stone. Above the stones, you can see the house where the family was sheltered by Athanasios Thimopoulos. The sign showing the recognition of Righteous Among the Nations is not only here, but can also be seen at the entrances to Kryeneri. We're now at the end of the third part of the audio guide. Again, continue following the main road for approximately 100 meters, looking out for the amphitheater on the right side of the road. This marks the fourth stop of our memory walk.